Hi, leaders. Yes, thank you to everybody here, because everybody here is a leader. Hi, Percy, you're a leader, right? Yeah, exactly. Okay,
hi. Where was this Rashine invented from?
I don't know.
That's so not Rashine.
Wait, really? We're all leaders at this point, because it feels like it's a failed system, so we all need to start, you know, taking responsibility. But yes, guys, welcome. Exactly. That's what I'm doing. Pop sessions. How are you guys doing? It's a not so sunny Friday morning. And of course, let's start with you. See what's up, how you doing?
I'm good. You know, the energy is same as always.
Mm. What's the energy to start with?
I don't know. I actually have no.
Okay, Elijah, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? It's Braids and I'm just chilling.
Actually, I was just like, correct you. Like, stop Najee's braid. Hey, braid.
I'm chilling. I'm just chilling doing me. Mm-hmm.
All right, what? Floor management, manager, OG. Manager account. Manage the brick and the wood.
This is not what we signed up for, fam. What's up, everybody?
We're good. We can hear your floor manager tune. Like,
OG. This
cut
is
not, action. No.
What's up, guys? It's Tone here. And of course, it's nice to be here again. But of course, announcement at T isn't with us anymore. So if you're not hearing WAP WAP in the background,
wow.
You know, Atty isn't here. But we love you, Atty.
Damn, she always that one.
Send us a message on iMessage.
Wow. Okay. That's a power one. I give it out. Okay, guys, let's get to it, right? So we all know what's been going on so far. I mean, SARS, burning tires. We had to sleep from here to there. Pretty much.
It was like, you know, Hotel Rwanda.
It was a lot. I think it was a lot for us, right? And yeah, we've been through it at this point. And it's just really opening up the minds of people that, you know, you do live in a country, or there was a country, like Tom would always say. And now you have to
there was like what, 60 years ago?
I don't know the time or the years, but I mean,
just making sure.
But then again, we understand now that we do need to, you know, be our own leaders at this point. And if we're constantly going to keep saying that we're leaders of tomorrow, it means we now have to start curating the type of tomorrow that we'd like to see as young people. And of course, the conversation is going to be centered around young leaders would be better leaders, right? It's a question, but that's the first question I would like for anyone to, you know, answer. Do you think young leaders would be better leaders?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's going to be better if we're the ones in power, if we're the leaders, actually, because we have, like, a lot more ideas, better things to do to the country. Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to be a better idea, to be honest.
Okay. How about you, Ladra?
Young people as leaders, honestly, we know what we're doing compared to the older people. They're not really as open to the idea of adapting or, you know, evolving. I think so. Yeah, we kind of will make better leaders, because one of the things we also understand is there's always going to be a shift. With every 10 years there's usually a shift, you know, in comparison to the previous one. And that's something we as young people already know how to easily just, okay, back then this was what was then. Now it's not the same thing. We have to shift, and we're
adaptable, very aware,
adaptable, and evolutionary people compared to the previous generation that seems to still be stuck in the, forgive me for this, 40s, when they're supposed to be stuck in the 2020s.
All right, okay, very strong opinion. How about you, Nisi? Do you want to talk
what
to us?
What was the question?
Okay, so the question is, do you think young leaders will be better leaders?
Yeah, because at this time, we've seen a lot of young people come up and speak up, and like everybody knows, everybody is woke now. Nobody is sitting down on their asses anymore and thinking, okay, if we pray, this is gonna happen, this is gonna happen. We're more into thinking than praying.
And
so
like,
yeah,
living it,
yeah,
as
we're
thought.
More into doing than all that. So yeah.
All right.
Okay, for me, I think in the end, leadership is not age-bound. So this would essentially be looking at, statistically, at the world leaders across the world. So from the United States with Trump 74, to, of course, China and several other countries across Africa, even Rwanda, they are not necessarily around the ages of 18 to 35 or 18 to 40. But, of course, there's still a high sense of good leadership in their end. But I feel, coming back to the context of here in Nigeria, young leaders might, of course, be better leaders, because of course it's a conversation of being more aware and, you know, and more exposed to upcoming and new technology that definitely will not only make work easier, but of course give us access to a greater marginal share. But I feel it's from a perspective of seeing that young people were able to not only morph up the hashtag #EndTaz movement and create another government that is different from the government that we have, a government that was transparent, accountable, and ready to actually deliver on the promises that they made. Mm-hmm. That I see is good governance. So in the end, I feel that young people definitely would make great leaders, but I'm not sure if I can definitely say that young people will be better leaders than, of course, the people that existed before. Because perfect example was that Desmond Elliott.
Mm-hmm. Apart from that, no. But the thing is, guys, let's stay in context.
We can let's stay in context. I know that we all want to, like, you know, split his throat and whatnot, but let's make reference, like Tom did.
We can't say he's young really because he's above 40. You can't count a youth as. He's actually fair enough to be 40.
No, he's very young.
He's still a young man.
He's a young man.
In the context of leaders across the world.
Exactly.
And then, like, if we're going to say that, okay.
Before you say that, I want you to know that there's a chronology system in politics when it comes to age.
Yeah.
So when you're saying that, when a 40-year-old is a president, because he's on his way right now, he's probably in the House of Assembly, you know, saying a bunch of stuff. And tomorrow, you know, you're going to see him live, you know, speaking to another person. Before you know that, he's appointed minister of something.
Most likely.
Do you understand? So he's on his way. If it's done right, he could be president at 45. So he's still very young. I mean, Desmond Elliott came from our niche. He's actually young.
He's 46.
Actually, compared to what you have now in Nigeria,
Desmond is young. And let's not forget, guys, before you go,
we're not just talking about physically young and age young. We're talking about young at heart. Like, what is your psychology? Is your psychology young? The president of Nigeria would not know what, you know, playlist to, you know, work with on when it's time
Did
for.
You see Obama's
do you understand? Playlist? He would not know. But put Desmond Elliott on that, you know, platform.
He just might.
No, and he just is, might. Let you me know give why? You context. Mm-hmm. Macron became the president of France at 39. Mm-hmm. 39 is not particularly young.
It's not young. It's on the bridge.
So let's have context in when we're talking. I'm not saying that young people would not make better leaders. I'm saying young people might make better leaders.
Mm-hmm. It's not a certainty because we don't know that yet. So I think I'm just going to go with that one too.
But
all right.
From the recent developments, actually, we can actually say that they might be better leaders.
So no, in context, they will be better leaders here from what we can see now. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? But then again, because we have seen a system of, you know, old people who have gone there and have failed us. But let's not also forget that there are old people that are just like these old people that were not given the chance, and they just might have the skill set to rule Nigeria in that way. So at the end of the day, this is all a matter of arbitration. We don't know if, you know, young people will do better. What we know is we've seen variables. That's just it.
Well, I think we're already making a decision before we even started the conversation.
Do you understand? So let's just move around. All right. So what are your thoughts on leaders in Nigeria? I feel like everybody has this one in the back.
A lot of things to say.
I'm not starting first.
Okay, I think for me, leaders in Nigeria are definitely a very interesting set, as of course something written by Nelson Mandela in the early 90s was the fact that he was very thankful to Nigeria for helping them during, of course, the apartheid period, and how Nigeria sent arms, sent people, sent money. But he said something categorically that caught my attention. He said the leaders of Nigeria don't particularly care about their people. They care about accruing wealth for themselves. And this is not a conversation from the 2000s. Mm-hmm. So putting it in context, it's a conversation of us being, having a certain type of leadership where people actually accumulate for themselves and arrest looters for stealing rice and salt. So in the end, there are two brands of thieving. That's what I see. Two brands of tipping. Like, one is stealing naira. One is stealing seasoning cube.
All right, so let's go like this. Nisi, what are your thoughts?
Remind me of the question. Sorry, I'm...
Okay, so we're like, what do you think of Nigerian leaders? What are your thoughts on leaders in Nigeria?
They're still like thieves, not like creative. Do you get Barawo? They'll just enter the place, rob everything, beat you up, and then... Do you get, like, it's a very, very suppressive and oppressive system that we've come to terms with. You, and the thing is, everybody has kind of like accepted it. That's the sad thing, because if we were advocating for a system where, okay, if the leaders still, like China now, is it Japan? One of their presidents just got arrested. I can't remember
yeah.
which one it is. President got arrested, I think, for corruption. But yeah, who wants to arrest who for corruption? Book? Do you get
the
it?
Funny thing is, even before you
nobody
get
is held accountable,
you will legit turn yourself in or kill yourself. There was one I saw that particularly caught my attention. I think it was South Korea. It was a mishap or something. They mm-hmm. caught him corruption, having sexual affairs, or it was a sexual assault conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And the man legit resigned and killed himself. They came, he didn't want to face public embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a conversation that nobody, no matter who you are, even the CEO of Samsung that just died, he was actually caught for corruption
mm-hmm.
at 78. So it wasn't a conversation of because you're the CEO of Samsung,
yeah.
you have paid government policies, you can't be above the law.
Yeah.
If you are corrupt, you are going to be taken to court, and that's on period.
I just think that my thoughts on the leadership here in Nigeria is that it is very driven from sentiments, and it is also very driven from, how do I put it? It's resting on a bandwagon of constructs, like, you know, respect.
It's not, yeah, age, there's nothing really religion. Realistic about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, everything is.
It's idealistic. So we are a
function, yeah, so we are a function of things that have not evolved. That's one thing. We're a function of things that are not progressive, to be honest. Because, I mean, I've looked at some of these constructs. Not everything is not progressive, but some of them are not. Not everything is not progressive, but some of them mm-hmm. are not progressive at all. I mean, how do you have a culture that, you know, says to plait or iron a girl's breast? Do you get? No, it's not, but it's African. Exactly.
So I think it's the leadership in Nigeria is people actually step into these positions mainly for personal gain. It's not because you want to serve the people, because you want to lead the people. It's just for, I mean, you don't want your generation to be poor. So it's based off of some personal.
It's
so
it's like
selfish.
So the Nigerian government.
It's not for the people.
Yeah, so the Nigerian system is pretty much It's on survival instinct. You know, we're going there, we're going to survive.
It's more like get rich quick.
So it's a lottery. That's what I think it is. You don't think of it as a job, you think of it as a lottery. So, you know, when you win it and you get in there, you loot all the things and embezzle all the things
as much as you can.
Because money is ever enough. You don't want to have to return to that, you know, stage of your life. So you just want to like take everything with you and go. So it is not, it will never be a system that gives back to its people, because first of all, the person who, you know, is there doesn't even have anything to give to start with. So I think that's where it is right now. But all right, guys, let's move on to the next. Anything to say, Laji?
Yeah, I did have something to say. Basically, one thing we have to realize is that from way back, every time we've ever had a leader, it's always been for selfish reasons. The main reason why we got, you know, what's the word I'm going to use, colonized in the first place, is because they exploited the greed of said leaders back then. And now we have similar leaders again. It seems as if we've not learned from the past, rather we're still reliving it again without noticing the difference. We're just thinking, oh yeah, you know, new times, we have phones now, we have cars. We still have the same old men from way before we got independence till now. Probably descendants of the people who were there before.
But the funny
then,
thing is,
now.
In context of young leaders, think about it. These people have been recycled for a very long time. Obasanjo became a president at a very young age. Babangida, all these people, they were 20s and 30s at that time.
So I don't
so
think
let's look at it from that point.
Exactly. Age. I think it's more like.
So I feel like if we're talking about like age bracket or talking about young in that context, we should also look at it from the fact that these people were young at some point and they were leaders and it wasn't so great at that point too.
And it wasn't this bad.
Exactly.
No, but okay. No, it wasn't this bad when they were young.
Yeah.
All right.
When Obasanjo was president, it wasn't this bad.
Look at it from the perspective of population. How many Nigerians were there at that time?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Compared to now, but the thing is,
let's also not forget that there were not a lot of elements that would enable Nigerians at the time realize a lot of, you know, corruption
exactly.
and happenings.
And the funny thing is, my mom always tells me that at some point there was a conversation of when you finish university, jobs will be finding you. Now you're legit the one that is looking
after jobs.
And like even in several universities, for instance, Unilag, University of Ibadan, it was one man to one room. You had your own room. The school let you give you food.
Mm-hmm.
Any small thing, they'll just even go and students will go and start campaigning and saying, "What is this nonsense? Give us our food, breakfast, lunch."
Accountability was a thing.
It was actually a thing. And I'm just like, So it was even a conversation of somewhere in Ekiti. It was so transparent that people can legit leave their food basket out. You will pick mango, potato,
exactly, and put the money.
I'm like, eh?
People used to sleep with their doors unlocked. I mean, all can of you imagine sudden, sleeping with your door open and nobody is coming in to take anything? Nobody
even when it's coming locked, to they find their way in.
But now, even when your door is locked, so even if you put out the burglary,
and now we find table, we still, and now we find camcorders after the entire thing has been burned.
Exactly. Yes. Oh,
wow. But let's just move on from that. Thatch Helms, what's up? All right. So, in your thoughts, what should be the age bracket for leadership in Nigeria? What's up, guy? What do you think?
Okay, so I think, well, from as long as, I really don't know. I think it's more, it's just a conversation of as long as you know that you have something to offer and you're still fit and able-bodied enough to carry out.
You're not going to be going for trips in the outside.
You're not going to be miming to, you know, recorded stuff and being weird on live TV.
I don't think it's an age thing. As long as you're fit and you can still carry people along, I think that should be it.
Yeah, it's easier said than done. One of the things you have to understand, one of the things you got to understand is even if you are fit, able-bodied, and all of that.
But no, I don't mean fit like physical. I mean you're able to. I mean you don't expect someone that is like 90 years old to come and tell you that everybody in Nigeria should make sure that nobody's going to listen to you. You're probably going to die mid-sentence.
My dear, should I be honest with you? Should I be honest with you? First things first, we have an 80-something-year-old in power.
Well, I might be 20 shade.
Who has this person hasn't been in power once. This is the fourth time this person has been in power. Fourth time, mind you. First time was way before we got independence. Second time was a little closer to when we got independence. Third time was after independence. And now this is the fourth time. And we're still having the same problem. And everyone is still going on and on about the whole thing of, oh yeah, you know, voting new. Look, even if we get young people, yeah, we need to get young people that first and foremost have a track record that can be seen by everyone, because you can say I'm young and I was, you know, put in here by one of the previous leaders and still messed the whole system up completely. So first things first, a track record that shows exactly what the person has done even way before power was given to them. That's one. If we don't have that, then everything, if you have that, everything else can follow itself, because, well, we can see what you've done in the past. We understand that, okay, you have this site, this mindset, you can definitely work for the betterment of this, of the country in this way. Anything else, anything less than that, please leave. Don't even try at all.
For me, it's not about an age bracket thing. We can't say, because they're really mature. They're really mature 30-year-olds, right? And they're really immature 80-year-olds. Do you get? So for me, it's not like an age bracket thing. It should be a set of requirements. Like, do you understand? There should be questions that probe, and there should be psychological exams, because na meant full everywhere for this Nigeria.
What does na meant mean?
Find out.
Girl, that's your homework.
It's your homework for now. Come back to me.
That is equivalent to
what's that green thing in Amala? That's the same energy.
We will not have any Amala slander here.
That's a Twitter thing to say.
It's the same way we cannot say, because everybody in Nigeria, there's
Oh yeah, put your mouth in the mic.
Look at this woman.
Every Nigerian.
Look at this
is
woman that said
everybody's
high on drugs yesterday. Now we found out that this woman distributed COVID palliatives for her birthday.
Wow.
Other boo that was saying he wanted to give out this thing for COVID palliatives.
I'm like, fine. Like,
Hindomine.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Do you get? We need to be able to hold these people accountable.
We need
to actually have a set of things that we'll be able to hold them accountable with. Because, boy, if you read the Nigerian constitution, or more...
I think it's... Everybody wants to hold them accountable, but it's... Are they ready? I mean, so this guy, the director of NDDC, one that was... I mean, they were trying to hold him accountable, and
he died. But I think that age seems to be really unrelated with friendliness, delegating, and treating people as equals.
I feel when it comes to the age conversation, I currently have like a VP page open with several American presidents and the ages at which they became president. So if I'm doing like a mean or mode conversation around the age ranges are from like 50s to 60s to early 40s. Obama became the president of course, America at the age of 47. And of course, it's just very interesting to see like several people, young 40s, 70s, 69, 51. But one thing that particularly stands out for them as, of course, leaders in such a huge country that definitely is a world power is the fact that they all have a track record of being actively involved in politics from a young age. So from as young as maybe you're 18 or 21, you're already taking part in, of course, the primaries, doing several things in the area, like contributing to the local government level. You're doing something actively, you're a state head, you're doing this, you're making sure that policies are passed in like the sub and grass levels, and you see a rise from there. Or there is always a track record of, oh, this person was a businessman at some point, he was able to turn over, so this is essentially going to be a need if we're looking at economic, solving economic problems. There is always something that is tangible that these people must have done before that will be applicable to changing something in the system. And it's always, they're always like very accountable in the end. They come, they say what they are, what they've done, and what they actually plan to do. It's not a conversation of, when I become the president, I'll give you electricity. Ain't nobody care for electricity. It's a right. Please, we don't want to be waking up at 12 o'clock and everywhere is just hot anyhow. Please give us lights. Please give us water. Please give us basic amenities. Because in the end, it's a conversation of, what does this person have? What have you done? And this will essentially be a precursor to what you'll be able to do in office. So I don't think it's particularly an age bracket conversation. But if we want to make it an age conversation due to, of course, the not too young to run bill, which of course allows people that are younger to, of course, contest. Yeah. Exactly. So let's try to make it more open for more younger people to get into office. But I feel what we actually need, I always say, is the too old to run. At the age of 70, you're already shutting down.
I think the age of
literally
retirement is 65.
Do you understand? It should all over. Like, we don't want someone that would always be saying that my ear is spinning me, let's be going to Canada to go and check something. Let's put
that drop in.
Do you understand? So, and we've also had a situation of like a president dying in office. But of course, that's a totally different conversation. Anybody can die in office. Shout out to several people like each. Abraham Lincoln, maybe. But of course, I feel in the end, it's a conversation of, you need to be fit, you need to be able, I need to be able to do things. What is your track record? And if we're making, maybe making an age range, let's say 30 to 65, maybe. Let it be broad and open to more people to have access.
Yeah, maybe that. But then, of course, I mean, makes sense. I love that. It's for me, it's not about age, to be honest. It's about the psychology of the mind and what you're going to do in that position at the end of the day. It's really not about age. Age has no determinant.
It's a number.
Yeah, do you understand?
It's just a number.
Do you know my age?
Exactly.
Says hi.
But guys, let's move on to the next question. Now, it is how, how in the know are young people in regards to the Constitution and policies? For me, I'm going to say zero. Zilch.
Citizenship Nada. Education says hi. What did you learn from citizenship education?
Nothing.
The only thing they taught us was your fundamental human
rights. Human rights is
something about
which they infringe safety. Every single
just
time.
Just like, mommy it's must cook, daddy must drive car. That's essentially like...
He has like
to be honest, I feel like there's so much of history...
That we do not know.
That we
do
not
understand.
That
is missing in script.
A typical Nigerian doesn't even know that your current president was a former military head. They're like, oh, he was?
I mean, so somebody was like, oh, why do they always write RETD like in bracket when they put General Mom? It's like, oh, fam, that was because he was, before now. So you need to know that you need to
know your history, know where you are from.
And I think apart from that, we now need to get aggressive with this politics thing, guys. As woke as we are about how much Beyonce's slippers cost and her new line, we also need to be woke about making sure that when your friend say statements like, oh, it's trending, what's happening? Oh, I beg, let me just go to Big Brother. Like, tell them that to be honest. You have a friend and just like, I can't go. But you can't go, fam. Because if you can't go now, you can't go in the future. Because somebody's going to ruin it. That's it.
So you and the funny thing is, one thing I actually mostly see that they actually do a lot is the fact that several times the bill, like the amount you used to actually even buy the form, all skyrocket gone.
30 million.
Like it's huge.
It's actually the small salary that I'm getting from my job.
The come and get. It's not fair.
That's what I'm saying. So I realize that the form is 30 million, just the form.
For just presidency or governorship?
Presidency. Just 30 million.
$30 million
for the account. First things first.
David, we're calling you out.
A young person in a country that does not exactly have the most stabilizing government or economic system to be able to afford 30 million, and you think you're not going to want a red flag where he got the 30 million from.
Do you understand? Because most of them don't even have the 30 million. I think it's just a liaising with this person, that person, and that person, and we just got the
1% service.
Earns
doesn't
1%
even have
of that.
Even if he doesn't spend any dime from his salary for how many years? 25 years in service? He probably doesn't have up to 30 million. He doesn't even have up to half of it.
Right? So how do you have 30 million if you're not
just
like,
buy some form that you're not sure you're going to win?
Do you get? So it's crazy. So,
give me a second.
Like 30 million.
So give me, so hold on, wait, give me a second. Give me a second.
30 million.
Civil servants earn 360,000 a year. Right? That's how much they earn. Now if we give them 25 years, 9 million. That's how much they earn. Nine million in 25 years.
Let's say they give them 9 million to somebody's annual salary. After,
so get
them like 5%.
9 million is what somebody is collecting.
They probably have like 50 million
plus that 9 million.
Add
chip in his life.
20 million to it, and you have what your son interest gets in the house. 29 million.
Yeah,
mind
you.
Somebody
that's
that
someone's salary for his entire life is what somebody gets in 1 month.
Somebody that has not seen hardship is getting it in 1 month.
Wow, that's crazy.
Some of them have seen hardship. Please, let's not make mistakes. Some of them have seen hardship. You know, back when I used to work in this company for about 100,000 a month.
Now I have shoes.
Do you
remember that person?
But then, guys, let's stay in context. It's still
so
on
I think
the conversation.
The question I asked was, how much are we in the know?
Yeah, or like how much are young people in
the
know?
So I think the thing is, in Nigeria, most young people don't actually care. It's more like everybody just wants to, you know, I don't care what happens in the government. Let me just have my own money and I can boycott everything.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for instance, lots of people that were not worried were because they had the money to, you know, like they already had the recognition that SARS would not stop somebody like you. I don't know if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like me saying I'm some very wealthy person and some very famous person. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't stop me because I already have recognition everywhere. So they're like, you know what, let me make my money and let everybody know me so I don't care about it. Whatever happens is for the
masses,
not for me. So everybody just wants to get rich and not be included in what happens in the government. That's what happens among the youth in Nigeria. That's what I think.
So, okay, so I'm sort of confused there though, because I know
I disagree with that actually.
Yeah, okay.
So first things first, one thing you have to understand is it's not so a large portion of people act like they're not in the know. A lot of us will act like we're not in the know because most times everybody's chasing, everyone's trying to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. But don't make that mistake. Every young person, or a lot of young people are actually in the know, especially those who are in more ways than one technologically, you know, enlightened. It's very easy for you to just go on something and just say, okay, how much does this person earn? How much does this work for me? What exactly, what areas work for me?
We're not doing anything about it. It's like faith.
Oh, no, don't get it wrong. It's not like they're not doing anything about it. No. Some people are doing some things about it. But the problem is that in a place that does not exactly give you the chance to express yourself properly,
that lady said we have talent, that we should showcase our talent.
Meanwhile, one of the the thing that killed me is one of the examples she gave is tiling.
She said tiling.
No, tile.
Tiler.
As in
you
lay tiles.
The UK. So she just made it Tyler.
Darling, you said you studied in the UK, but my accent is better than yours.
Oh, damn. Either way, ladies and gentlemen, one thing I definitely know for a fact is that the woman who said, oh, tiling is a talent, definitely doesn't understand what the hell she's talking about. Because, look.
We're tailors.
No, let me be honest. To lay down tiles in a bathroom. How is that? That is literally what she just said young people should do.
As in bathroom tiles.
As in bathroom tiles.
Mado.
How do you first things first, right?
People don't know the difference between talent and skills, guys.
That's the thing. That's the problem.
Skill can be acquired.
Tiling is a vocabulary skill.
It's inborn.
Exactly.
It's natural.
Right.
Look, I'll give you, look, I'll say this. A lot of people put this out on their package, you know. Musicians not miscreants, right? People put, you know, tattoos are not a sign of gangs. Fact of the matter is this. When it comes to things regarding talent, people tend to look at it in a, you know, not so great light here. But then when it comes to, oh, this is a skill I've learned, people say, ah, you learned this thing for so long.
So
this
skill is, I'm approved, there's an approval.
But most times talent is not exactly as approved.
Yeah, because talent can come in different forms. And sometimes it might be disturbing to, yeah.
Look, fact of the matter is this, okay?
So at the end of the day, this boils down to treating people as equals.
No, if you had a Lady Gaga here in Nigeria, right?
No, she would never be a Lady Gaga.
She would probably just be one. She'd probably be one Adele be from somewhere that nobody really knows. Because I don't have an enabling environment for her to be as insane as
in
she
Nigeria,
wants to
if you have a range, you can see it. We will see it only on social media.
And that's about as far as it
only,
goes.
Yeah, that's
but
the
you see the thing. But you see the reason why Lady Gaga can be Gaga as she can be is
because her world was just as real as her fantasy.
No, because exactly, she created a world surrounding that fantasy. And the thing about
you're allowed
where
to do that there.
Exactly. But here now, I kid you not, you have seen it, how people still, okay, I'll give you an example. Someone we all know, Darren Lee, for example. See how people still stare when Darren Lee walks past. How people are like, what's this one doing? But you see, people like us, we're just like, okay, he's being him. Who cares? He knows what he's after. He knows the reality he's trying to shape. We're not bothered by that. We're used to that. But for someone in the previous generation, they're like, ah, this one is running mad. See how he's wearing long hair like woman. I still get people insulting me saying, why am I keeping my hair so long? Why don't you cut? I'm like, excuse me, it's a choice.
Hair.
It's a life choice. I choose not to cut my bloody hair. But people will still come at you for it. People come at everyone who's young for every single choice they make, because every single choice you make based on what you feel as a reality is not the same, they do not understand. Now, put that to the people on top. They're from the generation that never understood how people tend to move when it comes to shaping their realities. Shaping fantasies into realities. They are more used to the idea of, if you're not a doctor, a lawyer, an
engineer,
or an engineer, you haven't made it in life. That's their generation. Three generations back, by the way. And they're the same ones who are still ruling now.
I think that now they're actually coming to like accept that there are other professions. I mean, it's all like my mom was telling me some couple of days ago that, oh, I don't know where she goes. She just came and said, oh, so I've heard about these people that are making money from their rooms, or people that do all these digital marketers, editors. And I'm like, who told you about that? She's like, ah, she's been hearing about it, that he's making a lot. And I'm like,
but we can't live in, we can't be ruled by people who are just hearing about things that we've known for like 10 years.
Because that's the thing. I think the problem is that most of these people, most adults, as if you put it that way, always thought that anything you're doing on the internet was illegal. If you were making money from the internet, it was either
exactly
or something.
So there's a mindset about these things.
I mean, you're either, so to them it was either you're making money on your phone through illegal means, or you're just playing away your time.
Yeah,
it was one of both. It was never you're making money.
So, to make you laugh, right? Do you know how most managers get shows nowadays?
Firms are not valuable.
They don't have
assets
to go there.
They're not the valuable asset, and that's why you would see that at the end of the day, they still need our help to, you know, help them navigate through, you know, tech and social media. All right, moving on from that, we do have, who is your president? Parity, you want to start?
I know his name is one guy.
I don't have a president.
The
country has someone who's supposedly figureheading it, but I don't have a president.
A president?
At least not until I actually, you know, elect
something.
One.
I don't know.
You don't know if you have a president.
Yeah, I don't, like, as I, like, last year was some guy named Buhari. Now I think he's some Jubil guy. I don't know.
Look, I'm going to say this again, okay? I don't have a president until I properly elect one. And that's going to be in a while. I wish the election was next week, but it's going to be a while. So until then, I don't
next
have...
Week?
Yeah. Until then, I...
I can't wait, to be honest. I really would like... I would like
2 years
to,
feels like
I would like
a
to
vote,
like, really
time
soon
to get people out of office. I wish...
2 years is a lot of calculation and planning for them.
I wish there could be like some coordinator and then everybody just, you know, dies off.
Oh my god, Nancy is Enzo Biola
dead. Oh no. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is not Nancy.
This is Nikita.
That's right. Nikita, baby, come and join the podcast if you don't mind. When she's ready, she'll come in here. But yeah, basically, like I said, look, 2023 is enough time for them to switch their minds of a lot of things. It's enough time for them to be as devious as they need to be. and it's not going to work. Because in 2023, if we still have the same energy we have now, then we're not going to let a single one of them be there for long. Nikki, how you doing? You good?
Hey, Nancy! Woo! Guys, Nancy is like an hour late.
But yeah. We'll Nancy is actually coming. Nikki, she's coming from work. If she's coming in like this, she's coming from work. I already know.
So,
I know
Nikki,
you're actually late.
How you doing?
But she's late for a good reason. She's always late for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's notice, okay, sadly you guys can't see this, but whenever Nana comes here, she's wearing anything leather, it's Nikki.
It's Nikita.
But when she's all cloth,
it's not Nikita, because she's smiling. Okay. She has a smile. She's actually, she's open to, you know, being friends with people today.
Okay.
There are days where she's not having it and she's just not going to smile, so.
I've seen Nikita smile, so yeah.
Yeah, but then that Nikita is the ultimate. But you know what?
Let
Nancy speak for herself.
Shades,
Nancy,
and leather pants.
Who is this, Nikita or Nancy? Let us speak.
Hi, everyone. This is Nancy.
Yeah!
Oh, it's Nancy today. Okay, so you had a really good few days away. I see.
I don't know. She doesn't know what you're talking about. Nancy, your hair is really amazing. I stand.
I'm like, can we just
I love
it.
It. I love what they did with your hair, darling.
Hold on, wait. What do you guys think I'm talking about? I was talking about she got to rest.
She got the rest.
She got to rest for a bit.
Yeah, we know. We moved on from that.
What are you thinking about, love?
We're now moving on. We're talking about the hair.
What were you thinking, love?
How'd you move on?
The hair, darling. Just gonna touch it. So, the hair pretty much, you know, syncs with the top. All right, Nancy, we're talking about our leaders.
The pants too. Just not the
we're talking about our leaders, and you know, we'd like have any to leaders? Also, you know, be a part of this. So let me run hard through the questions, right? So Nancy, so one of the questions is, what are your thoughts on leaders in Nigeria? What's your opinion about them? Your Babangida, your Desmond Elliott.
Leaders generally in Nigeria.
I just feel like Desmond should have even come out to say anything
at all. Should have just sat down on his phone and eat
like,
right.
He have just been quiet. He has been quiet when they started the whole NSAS protest thing. He should have just been quiet till the
all along.
Like, he should have just been quiet.
Till
but for our I don't know what to say about our leaders. I really don't know.
There's nothing to really say.
There's not. They've been, you know, the thing I know, they have been consistent.
Mm-hmm.
In just being assholes.
Wow. She get it. Oh,
consistent assholes.
I
think that's the only thing we've pretty much, you know, gotten from them, right? All right, so we also asked, in your thoughts, what should be the age bracket for leadership here in Nigeria?
Be as real as you want to be, love.
Okay. So I'll be looking from 35 to 45.
Okay.
35 to 45.
That's young or people that should rule in Nigeria.
People that should rule in Nigeria.
Within that age bracket.
And I think it's fair.
45.
Yeah. And maybe 50, 65 if you have sense.
People.
Yeah, exceptional people like that. We can say come back again. Alright, so number three, how in the know are young people in regards to constitution and policies and politics as well? Like, do you think young people are like involved in the politics here?
Well,
if you would rate them, what would you rate them?
I would rate, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would rate 5, actually. 5. Yeah. I'll give them 5.
All right, so let's see.
5 is a lot.
Actually, a lot. I was going to say that.
I'll give you like 0.3.
I'm going to say 3, actually. 2 or 3.
No, though the truth is, this NSAS protest actually made
it. Yeah.
Yeah, do you understand? A lot of people that you didn't expect, people were like, people check your constitution, we know this. So that's how I said,
thanks to Files.
So
like,
shout out to Files,
though. Yeah, shout out to a lot of other people, not just Files. But then, you know, some people actually knew it.
I mean, it took his time to like explain the constitution on his Instagram.
Files really went there, though. I would give Files that. Files went there. I mean, that's really good multitasking. Being a celebrity, also
he's
lyricist.
A lawyer now.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, he's a lawyer, so yeah.
He's learned enough to know those stuff.
Exactly. And he showed that.
Did you hear my rhymes? Learned enough to know those stuff.
All right, so if you could change the vice president, okay, no, we moved on to who is your president. Do you know your president? Like, who is your president? Who do you think you would elect as a president? And Laji said something that was really profound. He said he's not elected a president yet, so he doesn't have the president until he elects the president into office.
I actually agree with Laji. I haven't at all.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't elected anybody.
So what would your ideal president be like?
When I see
So I think so Shebi just said something. A mixture of Donald Trump with a mixture of Obama, then a mixture of Abacha. Join the three of them together, and I think that would be my
favorite. Really?
I'm sorry. Say that again. A mixture of who and who?
A lot of anarchy.
No, but you know why I like. You know the reason why I picked Abacha.
Why I picked Abacha?
So if you say a little bit, you have to be specific, right? Like what part?
So for Abacha, I like the fact that during his regime, he held $1 to $1.
Okay.
He held it. That's actually true. He did.
He did it. He held it. So at that, I wish I was born during that period. Like, at least I'll know that if I want to buy something outside the country, I won't be spending much. Then for Trump, I love the fact that he's handling America like it's his company, it's his business. That's good. Therefore,
not exactly though, but
but I just, he's just handling it like I need America to make profit.
I think for me, if I was ever even gonna, you know, think of it that way, I would say Donald Trump, because he's like very passive aggressive and also like very opinionated, outspoken, and there's one thing I think I would ever admire is the sheer brutal honesty. Like, he just goes on there and just like says it.
He doesn't try to sugarcoat anything.
He downright said that Joe Biden failed an exam, and Joe Biden should never use the word smart again because he doesn't think that he's smart. He went into track record and told Joe Biden that Joe Biden failed an exam. He bullied Joe Biden. I don't know, but it's just like really, really rare to find that kind of raw, brutal honesty. Do you understand?
I just hope
to you it's raw, brutal honesty, but to me it's more or less a tactic to, it's more or less a constant
put the other person
tactic
down.
Yeah, basically he's trying.
No,
No,
I'm actually gonna have to counter that. Do you know why, Nancy? Do you know why? Yeah. So do you know why I'm actually gonna counter that? Because largely speaking, in context, I'm speaking out of even context. You'd see that Donald Trump is very, very brutal about a lot of things. He's very insensitive. He's very, you know, he's just chaotic. I think that his mind is really chaotic. He just says it without reasoning. Do you understand? We need that, you know, a mild dose of that in the president that we're going to elect. Do you understand? Somebody who is, you know, brutal enough to, like, you know,
like when he
counter
comes
things
up with an idea.
Do you understand? Especially when it's like on an international scale and they're probably like trying to, you know, have conversations. We definitely are going to need that. So at the end of the day, I think that's the only thing I just might be taking from Donald Trump. If I haven't said too much rubbish. But then Nancy, so yeah, you two think it's when you've elected a president. All right, so it's we are now moving to, if you could change the vice president and president, who would you put in it?
Oh, damn.
In the position.
Yeah, in the position of that.
I'm going to put it in there. So I'm going to take from our past president. I'll put your lead. Like from our past presidents, ones that I know that I met. So I think I would prefer Good Luck to still be our president.
No, thank you.
No, I don't think so.
I think the only thing about Good Luck was the fact that, I mean, he was able to hold the economy, but I mean, petrol was
that's why I said from what
the economy was okay.
Yeah, so I'll pick Good Luck. Vice president, I really don't know. I really don't know.
All right.
When Buhari was a vice president, he was trying.
Didn't even need to read Jim.
Let me just keep quiet, guys.
Alright, yeah, I don't. Well, I'm.
Lati, what about you? You said no, so who would you pick?
As president and the vice president of the country?
Yeah, who would you
swap? Well, I haven't met the person yet.
The person
is yet to actually exist. Or at least yet to come up.
If
I'm not picking
you,
bro.
Pick from the past president. Like
from the past president?
Guys,
fine. Vice president. Fine. Vice.
27.
Fine. VP back. Would probably be Abacha. Gosh. VP.
I will make him my VP.
Yeah.
So
but as but as the top,
lol,
no, but as the top dog themselves, lol, as the top dog themselves, the premier of the premier of the conglomerate of Nigeria as at the time, not Lagarde, before him, rather.
Okay, so, I mean, I think I heard what Laji said, right? But I'm just going to say that...
You did not hear a thing I said, bro. So, should I say it again?
Right. Yeah, I think you should.
Great. For VP, I'll choose Abacha.
All right.
But then for actual president, I'm going to choose the premier of the Southern...
Wait, you choose Abacha? I thought you just said...
As vice president.
Why? Okay, the $1 thing. You like that?
The $1 thing and the fact that he was actually able to keep the economy stable while shit was going.
I think not a lot of presidents were able to keep it stable.
No, not anywhere. So that's what I'm saying now. For presidents, actual acting presidents, I'm going to choose the premier of the southern conglomerate of Nigeria before it became actual Nigeria. And this was, of course, I've forgotten his name, before Lord Lagarde. No, before Lord Lagarde.
Okay, Lord Lagarde. Isn't that really, really old government?
Yeah, that's
really
the point.
Old. You don't think but it's going to affect
guess
the psychology?
Why? No, guess no. There's a reason. There's a reason why I'm using him.
All right.
This person was able to while before they actually put northern and southern Nigeria together, was able to still maintain a literal working economy for all of southern Nigeria. All
right.
And mind you, southern Nigeria was still divided into two. He made sure that both sides still worked for the betterment of both sides. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Regardless of whether or not they were against each other.
In that time, do you not think that there was any form of complacency?
No, the only complacency they had
for the citizens at
the complacency they had at the time, yeah, was that they may not have thought of the citizens as actual citizens,
all right,
per se. But the major reason why I'm picking him is based on the working system. Not based on his personal bias.
So the working system is not a whole to a complete ultimate, you know, government, which is Nigeria.
I know.
Just that one, picking that one.
Yeah, just that one.
So don't you think, just that one.
Yeah, just that one reason. The rest of it though, I'd much rather have someone who's more closer to us people.
I get what you're saying then. Okay, so that makes sense at the end of the day. I think that some of our leaders, you know, actually got it right in some spaces and mm-hmm. failed. And I think we've had leaders who failed.
Woefully. Like the one we have now?
Do we have a president though?
I think we're waiting to elect a president. There's a statement I have, right? It was something I saw on Twitter where this guy's dad wrote something. He said, you know what, when my great grandfather was a young man, Buhari was in power. Mm-hmm. Nigeria went down. When my grandfather was a young man, Buhari came in power again. And the economy still went down. When my father was a young man, Buhari came as a president, and stuff still went down.
I don't think that story is true, because I don't think Buhari has been president for like four times, because you've been president.
Not president four times, but Buhari has been in power, in places of power, four times in a row.
Okay.
As part of the people with the premier when, you know, before our Independence Day. He did that twice. Then, of course, as a military official after the coup, after Independence Day, and then finally again as a president. Four times this man has been in power. Four times Nigeria has gone through turmoil.
Tell them.
Four times, and we still think he was the best person after. If I had the first two times, things went topsy turvy under the same person. You think I'm going to want to vote him again? But we had three times. We still wanted to vote the same old man again. Come on, people. We have a track record that says he did not do so great the first three times. You went ahead to vote for him a fourth time.
Well, I don't think that.
And he's still gunning for the fifth time.
I don't think that many of the ways that people.
You mean he's about to gun down for the fifth time?
He's gunning for it too.
All right, so we're gonna move on to thoughts on Youth Democratic Party. What do you think?
I think it's like a really, really great initiative. I think yes. It's actually very brilliant. It's
very,
like,
very brilliant.
Why are you looking at me that way, Toby?
I think no one's looking at Anna's finger.
I mean, so I... there's a stone!
You actually didn't know immediately.
Thank
you. I know. I know.
But I haven't seen it before.
That's what I'm just saying.
So, yeah, I know, but then she... I mean, yeah.
Okay, back to the YDP. That's the name, right?
YDP.
Yeah, the Youth Democratic Party. Yes, the YDP. Yeah. I think it's actually like a great initiative. I think it's brilliant that we were actually able to voice out stuff and not let it just end there. Like, we actually went to make
and
something
we said
out of
that.
It.
You know what we did here.
So it was not like we just kept on talking about, oh, we want to do this. And then we didn't actually come up with like a plan. So now we have like a platform. We have like something, I mean, talking about how they have to pay 30 million naira to get form for
somebody's going to find that 30 million naira
do you
for them.
Get, like,
they will sponsor somebody.
You know, people did open GoFundMe's on the entire thing. Do you know how much we made?
We're ready.
It's nice to know that there's actually a voice, there's a platform for youth now. I mean, I cannot say I want to go in for presidency and go to like some other political parties, but step down for.
But I think that 2020 is like a strategy plan for young people are ready mm-hmm. for this 2023.
In the words
and
of Drake,
from what I'm seeing on Twitter,
hold on. In the words of Drake, right? 2020, yeah, young people, we came to fuck it up.
2023.
You fucked with the wrong generation.
Yeah, the wrong one. I think that they're really coming. But now, what are your thoughts on YDP?
Because why are you smiling? Super excited.
I mean, let's not lie about that. We are all excited about YDP.
Really excited about it.
YDP.
Really.
Yeah.
YDP.
YDP. Baby, this is why we're not in power yet. Because we don't take nothing.
Why not see us, people?
No, so don't get it wrong.
Because I feel like we're going to pull up.
No, so don't get it wrong. We do take stuff serious.
At the debate with a van.
Like, all of our campaigns will probably be on social media with music.
No, so look, don't get it wrong. We do take... No. No, so house we take no, so we do take things seriously.
Welcome to Toby Devian's, you know, what's
campaign
it called?
Party.
Campaign party, and everybody's like with a red cup. Jigget, like, what is going on?
And then everybody goes to
the next morning. We're not gonna have like plastic stickers and balls in the air.
After everybody is getting high and everything, you just come, yo man, vote me for president. That's our man.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't make that mistake, guys. We actually do take it seriously. Don't get it wrong. We love to party. Don't get it wrong. But we will.
It's just a coping mechanism.
But when the time but when the time comes to take shit seriously,
we take it seriously.
Don't play with us.
No, but I'm just saying that you're going to see these elements in the campaign, even while they are taking things seriously.
No, until on the time of the debate, you know, you're going to see. While they're all talking about, so what exactly can you do for Nigeria? You're going to see young.
He's going to be on a projector.
No, not projector.
Welcome.
No, forget that. He's not doing that.
And you just did this when he rapping.
No, he's not doing that. No, he's going to take a cup, a red cup, for that matter. Okay. So first off, guys,
I want to lay out
fun. How you do?
How you do it? That's what you're doing now. So,
honestly, you're gonna see with Red Cup. It's probably not gonna be anything. It's like probably water, but you know how it is. And I first of all have to, you know, fun for the fans.
I think we should actually do the debate, but when we are campaigning, we should have fun.
Campaign is going to be a block party. All
right.
But then the debate is going to be serious, but slightly a little relaxed, because you can't be all too serious about everything. Look at people who took everything all too serious. They're the ones messing everybody up.
Of course, we know, but like red cups, we just leave the red cups at the campaign black party. Jigget.
Yeah.
Let's know what we are doing. All right, moving on from that.
I think the party's logo will probably be a red cup.
Jigget.
And headphones on it.
No, really.
You have been to all the clubs.
Oh, don't forget the shades.
We already did the fierce.
Don't forget the shades. Don't forget the shades too.
They could add like a red cup into the.
You know, a red cup.
Girl, it's gonna be like this.
No, the red cup's gonna be like this.
Why do I feel like it's gonna actually be like this?
No, it's either gonna be like this or it's gonna be like this. You're gonna see a cup like this. You just see it right there with like headphones on it and like shades on the hanging down.
And then
you just see YDP.
Oh no! Or you see Ice on my wrist. Either of them. All right, okay, so it says thoughts on Desmond Elliott's speech at the State House of Assembly.
Rashida, you heard the caller last night. Yeah, thank you very much. God bless you. That's all I gotta say. Nothing more.
Where are you? Are you going somewhere or you're standing up?
Because I'm wondering why he's getting up.
Yeah, I was wondering too.
Like, just sit your ass back down.
I always feel like, you know when they say this, there's this, what's this word? Is it a phrase or a proverb or something? Let sleeping dogs lie. You should have just laid down and just.
You should just kept quiet. It's better to say that you did not see anything than for you to have said rubbish.
You should have kept quiet.
It's better to have said nothing than say rubbish. If you don't have anything nice to say,
I think it's very good that he, you know, he gave us. Wait, hold on, Toby. Before you say that, I think it's actually good that he made this known now. Because people already thought that he was our representation. Sensible.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know when people got arrested during the protest and everything?
He was involved. Yeah.
So he was part of the people that went to.
So everybody was just like,
everyone was like,
thank you.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Already thinking he was going to.
So he already like positioned himself.
But now that he has already come to show us that he's actually a very foolish person.
And so the devil we know.
Exactly. So
We had it in Africa. The newfound enemy is better than the old one. Oh, sorry, the old.
There's one that says the devil you know is better than the angel.
Yeah, something you don't know or something. Yeah. You know, like that bitch is gonna just like stab
you. No, so the statement is simply the devil you know is better than the angel you don't know.
Well, so right? What did I say?
Angels are always. I don't understand.
So that's the thing. No, so the thing is the reason why I think they said that is because sometimes angels can actually turn out to be worse.
Nikita looks like a major hottie.
Yeah, we know. We know. We're late.
Guys, you need to see how.
You are late.
I think her picture. Her picture is going to be the pick out of this one. She looks so nice.
All right.
Rashina is actually learning from her.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh.
You guys, all those late comers that were not here when Nikita walked in.
Don't have to come and start.
We're helping save the world and make the world a better place. Are you guys not done with the conversation?
No, we're not done. We waited for you guys to come back. We said you
had
a conversation.
Oh my God.
So where we are at now, Nisi, come and sit down here. Floor management. All right. Okay, so we are at the next conversation, and the next conversation is, or the next question rather is, what are your thoughts? We're still on the your thoughts on Desmond Elliott's speech at the State House of Assembly. Nisi, would like for you to come forward, and of course,
I think that guy just. I agree with that. He shouldn't have said anything. It's good he said something, so now we know who he is and what he is actually. But he should have kept quiet. I think I saw a video this morning where he kept apologizing to say that. He was actually, did you see where he was crying and saying, that was not what I meant. I in no way was trying to imply that social media is not good. I mean, when I do stuff in my constituency, I post it on social media. So how will I say that they should take I'm like, shut the fuck up.
So basically, backbiting himself after himself.
So you know what? There was a 2-minute video. There was a first 2-minute video of Desmond Elliott's apology during the NTAS thing. And then he came again and then made another apology. And then right after that, set himself up again. And then came back with another apology.
This is the perfect example of when they say they are following him from his village.
Perfect. With padlock. They locked the padlock. They locked the padlock and they threw it in the bush. Right.
They're not right in the bush. They carried it and flung it forest. Into the ocean.
In the forest.
The ocean. So it will just be flowing like this. It can still be fun, but you get in the ocean. America. It's either in fish belly or Otilos, America. It cannot be found again.
You get. So we're really dragging this one in it like that. And it's really interesting. Because it's interesting because now we know. And you know, we know that we're not going to push him anywhere with the YDP. So if you know,
somebody said we see that we're
Kanipe, you are listening to this conversation, and of course, you want to be president of Nigeria.
Do you guys see the videos?
Goodbye to all. Goodbye to all the movies that he's.
Other childhood memories.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we said it. We did. You probably watched it on last night's show.
Somebody said that Wizkid has represented Surulere more than Desmond Elliott ever would.
I don't know why you said that, but I feel like that is the drag that. That really just watered all the entire drugs down.
And then there was a snippet from some movie that he did with Omotola, where Omotola was
slapped him.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Was
that,
like, this is him. Do you think I'm a fool?
Excuse me. No, the word she said, who wrote the script for you? Is that your manager?
Is that a foolish manager?
You fall down. You make a stupid statement in Nigeria on social media, and the next thing, like, you are a meme. You are getting dragged in different forms.
Stuff
from fam. Nothing dies. The internet never forgets. They don't forget. Desmond Elliott. They found his video and they made a meme. Several memes from it. So you can't, especially when you are a caricature.
Alright.
ID10T.
Moving on from that, we do thoughts on the leadership at hashtag NSAS and picking youth leaders. Thoughts on the leadership at the hashtag NSAS and picking youth leaders. So we're using NSAS protest as case study. And we're going to be merging it with picking leaders. How effective do you think our leaders are going to be if, you know, it was run the way that protest was run or ran or running or running?
Effective do we think our leaders are?
There are other ways. Yeah.
Let's put it this way.
No, I mean, the hashtag and the hashtag
and
the
entire thing. Yeah.
What are your thoughts even on the movement of the entire as well?
Let's put it this way. Okay. 2 weeks. almost every country, you know, almost every state rather in the country was a part of the NSARS protest. And here's the thing, 2 weeks, not a single loss of life, or rather there were loss of lives due to police responses, but yeah, majorly, but from our side, yeah, due to the protest, we didn't lose
the
life.
So the protest should have not even included the police at all.
I know, hold on, there's something I'm trying to get to. Throughout the 2 weeks, right, nobody lost businesses. There were, in fact, businesses that were part of the protest grew exponentially. They grew a lot, 10 times as much, due to being a part of the protest. Two, there was an actual system that showcased every single thing spent on and how much was left. We had that, which of course is the accountability that we've been asking for millennia that hasn't been given to us at all. Three, let's even put the most important one, even if we didn't exactly see the face of the leaders, at least the people who were, you know, leading these coalitions and parts that were actually involved in, you know, putting things down in here, we actually did get to hear that. We got to hear most of the people who were, you know, high-end people on these things, talk to people, relate to people on a one-on-one basis. Now, put that, if these people were the leaders, if these people were made leaders of, you know, our country, bro, I can honestly say it would be a lot better. Because they're checking off all the lists that our present day leaders do not check, mm-hmm, at all, and they're not even accountable. Exactly, accountable, transparent, honest, without holding back on anything, and of course able to respond to the people at the moment necessary. Where are our leaders in this series?
As far as accounting for donations, saying 2,000 naira was used to feed people, that so we use 100 naira to buy meat. Like, they were down to the last detail.
So,
the reason why I feel like if people that handled the protest run this country, it's going to be easy. Nobody was elected, but yet they came together. Nobody was elected, but yet food came out. Nobody was elected, but yet after each protest, they cleaned up. Mm-hmm. Nobody was elected and everybody just came together. So I'm so certain that this would be a very great governor, mm-hmm, or government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just perfect.
It's good. I think so too. I think it's, for me, aside from the accountability standpoint, it also is the fact that you have a government that was able to cater to its people to start with. And to me, that is very, very significant if you are talking about a government, do you understand? Because you need to be able to give to the people so that the people can then give back, do you understand? Mm-hmm. So if you have a government that's very concerned about young people and how there's a rapid depletion in an employment rate in that, you know, age demographic, what do? You fix it. You create an enabling environment for, you know, young people to get jobs, you know, job opportunities and things like that. And, you know, they then give back to the society by, you know, empowering the society, you know, with infrastructure if they can, or with the knowledge that they have gotten from your investment. And that is how a society works, and that's how you have a sovereignty in, mm-hmm, a nation. But then we don't see that, because the resources that are even, you know, meant for these people to start with is not even, you know, dispersed around. So it's just like really a lot of complacency when you think about it in terms of how the government here works. So at the end of the day, I think that the hashtag NSARS movement would have been a very great government, and even because there was no leadership and nobody to, how do I put it, to the horns of anyone, and, you know, celebrities came with microphones and everything in between, but still no leadership, and everything was successful. And like I said before, there was no need for police interference at the end of the day, because it was a peaceful protest. That's all it was. What the police force or any law enforcement agency who is sensitive should have done is send a representative and, of course, allow that there's a panel that listens to the complaints of the people and ensure that you convey the narrative to the people who are best fit for the job. But moving on from that, right? I think this is our last question for...
Yay!
Wow, Percy. Okay, so it's a nominate some. So nominate some of the people who you think were like really active at the hashtag NSARS project.
Should what?
Like,
nominate people?
Yeah, Files the Bad Guy.
Obviously. FK Abudu.
Yeah.
Aisha Yusufu.
Files.
But I don't think about Aisha Yusufu though, because she...
Toby, stop it. You are not... I don't even know what your handle on Twitter is.
No, it's not that. It's the accuracy for me. That's just it. It's the fact that Toby actually will swear on his last brain cell that,
that he was
he's
that
popular he on Twitter. That he's popular on Twitter.
Oh, you are?
But
I'm
then
not good
you
at
just,
it.
Like,
no,
said,
I'm sorry.
So but he's still popular on Twitter, it's just that just the
matter. Oh, were you?
Toby, what is it again? Toby, okay, all right.
Yeah, but then I mean Aisha Yusufu files, FK Abudu,
Toby Davian, definitely. He made content. I would, yeah, right. I would nominate Toby as well.
Okay.
And I would nominate every presenter on Pop Central TV. Nancy, Laju,
everybody
Cho,
that was
Rashine.
Pop Central.
But mostly Rashine.
Last week. Who's this one? Who's this guy?
Whiskey.
Goodbye. One tweet doesn't change the world.
Okay, sorry.
Like, yeah. We're not doing that. All right, Nisi, thank you for coming back. Do you want to be a part of this?
No.
What's up? Sorry.
All right. So can you scooch so she can say something? So we're talking about like the hashtag MSAS movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, it was like, you know, the government there was really like top notch. So we're saying like in relation to that, do that. Okay. Thoughts on leadership at hashtag MSAS and picking youth leaders.
Okay.
So like that's the case study. But of course, what do you still think about youth leaders?
I feel like if we kind of use that same kind of format where... you can definitely tell
who
is
a format.
It's,
I don't think it's a format. I think
I
it's
just
the
mean like
of
the
young
same.
People.
Yeah, I mean like if we're active like that all over again and agitating towards getting better leaders in 2023, and I don't know. I feel like it's 2021. Something can happen. Anyway, it's
some people get
okay.
Out.
Okay,
shut up.
So if we're going to say that we want to use that same kind of the same
if we're going to
mindset,
say,
let's say we're using the same mindset, the same ideology, the same everything, then you can all say that, okay, yeah, that in 2023, when it's time to vote again, that the youth will actually come out and make this entire thing work. Because we had so many people with big voices at the forefront of the entire
thing.
And if we say that in 2023 we're going to form a party and these same people or
form the party
another,
already.
Yeah, and another set of people.
It's called
like
YDP,
them.
Youth Democratic Party.
YDB.
YDP. So
anyway,
it sounds weird.
Great Nigerians.
Wow.
Great.
It sounds weird. I don't know. It just sounds weird to me.
It doesn't
me.
Sound. We have a whole logo
it just
already.
Really
and
it
there's a logo.
Does not sound weird.
We're doing red cups and
all
fists.
Of them just.
So let it be known, Nisi, you're not in any way going to join.
She can't, we can't even elect you,
you
for anything.
Yeah,
it.
And if we catch
I don't
you,
want.
We can't
thank
even
you.
Give you Minister of Enjoyment.
And if we catch you
thank
sleeping
you.
With any
I don't want.
Nothing.
I don't want.
We're going to slit your throat. That's
if you catch me, what?
Do we not
don't worry.
The sports in our country is kind of chubby.
Sports.
Ew.
Chubby. There's no need for that.
So let's say that we're actually going to do that again.
Let's not body shame politicians.
Oh no, it's not body shaming. You don't understand the reason I'm saying this.
I feel like politicians should be a body type. Oh, you're a politician.
That's why.
Like that's why.
No,
like don't worry. Don't mind.
That's the point. You don't understand the reason I'm saying this because first things first, you're a minister for sports and health.
And you have Michelin tires around you.
Yeah.
You understand? Like multiple Michelin tires
that's
plus spare tires
now.
On top.
Yeah, it's like
how
everywhere.
Jigga.
What?
Guys, you should see what Nana just did.
You guys are crazy. All right, so Nisi, thank you so much for that. That really made a lot of sense. But also,
did
like,
it?
It did. It did. It did, not Parsi.
One
all right,
of these
so,
days.
So we're asking you now to nominate, you know, some of the people that you thought. Because you mentioned something about forefront, right? And how there were people at the forefront of the protest. So, would you like to mention any of them that you know were really exemplary?
On social media,
not just on social
or
media.
And generally.
Files, Runtown actually pioneered the entire thing.
Really,
Runtown?
Yeah, it was Runtown and Files.
Yeah,
Not
but
team.
Like
first to the
was it Runtown first or Files?
It was Runtown.
Did not know.
It was actually Runtown.
Well, I think Runtown might
Runtown
not be so
was
appreciated
like,
here because he. I think he did a lot of.
Yeah,
so I think
he
a lot
did
of them
a lot.
Started. Someone like DJ Spinner, all of them came in at first, the first week, and then
but I think
after
it was Runtown
that,
and Files first. Right?
Yeah,
it was Runtown, Files, Tiwa Savage. They pulled.
Oh, we can never forget Tiwa Savage's cry to the gods. She cried to Beyonce and the other people. She made a whole video.
I want to hear Beyonce.
Oh, okay. Sure, I guess.
We are angry. We're mad at you, ma.
But I think you should go and get some Adidas, the Blue Ivy part.
We are mad at you, ma.
So if Beyonce, ships you one of those Ivy Park collection thing, you wouldn't collect it, right?
As a patriotic Nigerian, shut up, who is mouth. Mad at Beyonce for not saying anything,
you would collect it.
I'm gonna collect it.
Okay, all right. So, would you like to nominate some of them?
Nominate.
Yeah, Run Town and Fowls. That's all.
Run Town Fowls. Aisha Yesufu. That all woman right. is a queen.
She's a homophobic queen. All right. DJ, so,
how did I miss Switch. Her?
DJ, I was gonna say it when you guys were done. DJ Switch played an important role.
She put her life.
I think
down
that she can be in the force. I think that she can definitely be in the force.
Like, I have signed my death warrant. Kill me if you can't.
That's no, wow. thank you. That's not how she said it, though.
Piracy is just... No, I'm saying that's how it's going to be. I mean, if she's at the warfront and they're like, we'll kill you yourself or Nigeria.
I think
she's
she
like,
actually took
me.
Cover when she had to take cover. That's what I think. But also, okay, world generation people who stop tweeting and, of course, drop your phones because we're about to round things up. So it says, would youths make better leaders? This is a lot, the like fourth, fifth time they're asking this again. So let's go. Would youths make better leaders?
In a way, yes, in a way.
Yeah, why do you think that?
One word answers?
Yeah,
really,
not one word
guys?
Answers.
So, well, I think in a way, because you see,
in a way, what?
One, in a way, because you see, we've kind of grown up being oppressed, and we know that that's what we don't want anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to actively try to make sure that never happens again.
All right.
That's why I say in a way. But at the same time, there's still those who have excessive favor with the older generation, so they could use. So that could be their little ticket, and of course, they could continue to push for the, you know, the structure that the older generation may have put there before.
Mm-hmm.
So hence the reason why I say in a way.
All right, makes sense. All right, Nancy, what about you?
Absolutely yes.
Absolutely yes.
Yes.
Darling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Absolutely. I know that we will make great leaders because we already are great leaders. Put a young person in a place or just put a group of young people together and you see how they don't really need to even nominate one person as a leader. They just find a way to just
work
together.
To work around it, yeah.
And achieve make what they want work. To achieve. For example, take all of us here. Podcasts. There's no leader, but we all come here to ensure that
there's no leader.
Yeah, there's no leader.
Is there a leader?
You're not a leader.
There's
actually.
A leader
for
he
today.
He said
that
yeah.
A leader in this place.
Shut up. Darling.
There is a leader, and of course, the leader is going to wrap up the show now. Okay, thank you so much for joining us on Pop Sessions. Lucy, I see you doing that. I like that. I don't care that you're irritated. Because your job already is like so tough in here, so I'm not gonna go all hard, right? There's good luck producing the evening show tonight, and of course, scrambling your head around how we're gonna make sure that, you know, the content comes at the time that it's supposed to come. Yeah, of course. And also, good luck not using your radio, but your phone and your credit. All right, so of course, we're gonna round up the show now. Thank you so much for joining us here on Pop Sessions. Of course, it was Nikita, also Nancy, it was Missy from Floor Management, of course. It was Perusi.
Floor Management and Social Media and Community.
And a lot of work.
A lot of work. And she's really tiny, though. Like, you think that, you know. But then, all right, Perusi as well, thank you for coming in your red dress. I would have liked a slit, though, you know. If you're going to go slutty, you want to go
all that
out.
Next time.
All right, okay, slut. Yeah, thank you. Slit slut. All right, yeah, you guys are all amazing. Missy, thank you. Tone, Laji, you're not here. Thank you as well to the producer,
Toby.
At least we're representing you for something.
Why is Toby
because
like
he's a chocolate alien.
Daddy?
You mean cool?
Toby chocolate, is like someone's daddy. You guys.
Guys, Toby the deviant.
Whatever Lucy just said.
Yeah, Toby the deviant.
Toby has energy. Okay, we are going to say our goodbyes now. And of course, you too can be a good leader by staying accountable, and of course, amplifying and, you know, ensuring that you're empowering young people and, you know, old people alike around you, and being a better human being. So stay safe. In this time, there's a curfew, so we're just gonna say, don't be out at 8 o'clock or you're going to get arrested.
Why are you super excited talking about the curfew?
Do you get it?
Because of the curfew.
You should be sad.
What's wrong with you?
Rashida is high on something.
I am not even high, guys. I am not high. To be honest, I'm not. Do I? Oh my God.
He's not high.
I'm not high.
Please, we're signing out from the show.
Okay, we're signing out. Thank you so much, guys. Pop Sessions is officially out.
Over. Au revoir.